called the J-1 visa program. The potential loss of the program has given people owning tourism-related businesses an alarm. Eagle River Chamber of Commerce Director Kim Emerson says loss of the program will affect this region.
Definitely, I think, would have a big impact on our local businesses. Many of them are using J-1 visa people who are, working in their facilities. And without those workers, they're going to have a hard time. We already have a labor shortage going on, and if we lose that opportunity to have a source of labor, I think it will affect the businesses greatly.
Emerson says the program usually brings in college students from foreign countries where they work in the labor-strapped Northwoods tourism industries over the summer.
They're usually college students from foreign countries that come in and they help us in working in the restaurants, working in our lodging facilities with cleaning, general staffing. I know there are grocery stores that use their help.
More than 10,000 J-1 participants came to Wisconsin last year. The J-1 Exchange Visitor Program provides opportunities for around 300,000 foreign visitors from 200 countries and territories per year to experience U.S. society and culture and engage with Americans. The Trump administration says the program undercuts American workers. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.